This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Let's read the Sif again. Sif Gimel. Sudar da'azmanei lemeitzer by tefillin la'olam. A handkerchief that was designated to wrap tefillin in always. We saw Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis. Some say it's dafka if you befeirer said la'olam. Bestama we don't say hazmanasa la'olam. The gra is mashma stama havak la'olam. Okay. So you designate it to wrap tefillin for always. Vitzar bei tefillin. Chad zimna. And you even used it. You wrapped tefillin at one time. Asr lemeitza bei zuzei. It is asr to wrap money in it. Says Mishnah Berurah chad zimna. Avshay rak lefisha. Du darch arai. Even if you just did it temporarily in a very temporary fashion for momentary wrapping, kivan shahaya bestama, since it was unqualified, mitzarfinan hamaisel hazmana, we combine the action to the designation. So you designated and you did a maisa, albeit somewhat insignificant, but there's some combination and fusion taking place over here between the designation and the action. Aval imperish be'ez hanacha du almanas lefanoisei. However, if you expressly stipulated when you put the tefillin in it that it's on condition to take it out after, shari l'shtamish be'chol achrichen, you could use it for chol afterwards as well. The Dirshu brings down, let's say you have a house that was designated as a Beis HaKnesses for a certain amount of time, let's say till the end of Yom Tov, so it's not considered Hazmana, and even at the time of designation, you could use it Minag Chayal. I mean, I had that in my living room. I had my shul started in my living room, and when the minyan was over, so then it became my living room again. So designation with stipulation also is considered a valid stipulation. Now, aval v'im asa hakis l'shem tefillin. Let's say you made the pouch for tefillin v'tsar bei tefillin chada zimna, and you wrapped tefillin in at one time afilu amanas l'fanois in achakach, even to take it out afterwards asr l'meitzer b'zuzai. You're now to wrap money in it. So, here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you made a pouch, you did hazmana, and you wrapped tefillin one time, even though you stipulated that you're going to take the tefillin out after, you're now to wrap money in it. So then what do the Mishnah Berurah mean? That in Peirash be'ez hanacha du amanas lefanoisai, Shari l'shtamish v'chol achar kach. In other words, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean that if you were mefaresh at the time of putting it, that it's to take it out, you're allowed to use it for choil afterwards? He just said, if you made a kiss l'shem tefillin, I guess the difference is that if you were mazmin a pouch, okay, if you designate a pouch, you didn't make it for tefillin. It was stama, a cloth. A cloth that was designated for tefillin. And you wrapped tefillin it. Again, if you designated a pouch and you put tefillin in it, but you have in mind that you're going to take it out afterwards and you're not going to keep it there, then you're allowed to use the pouch for chol. But if you made the pouch for tefillin and you wrap tefillin in it, even amanas lefnoisan, then you can't wrap zuzei. That's the way I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah, that there's a chilik between whether you made the pouch for tefillin or whether you made it stam and you designated it for tefillin. V'adim inhoya kis asoy. Let's say you already had a pouch that was made. V'hoysef by ezadavot sartan l'na'oysai. and you added something to the pouch. So it wasn't made for it. It was made for something else, but you added something. Have a kamosha asa kesushim tuan ad sheyita mashachidesh, until you take away what you added. Va'ayim beber halacha. Aser, it's aser to wrap money la'olam forever. Afilu achar shenaskalkel, even after it got ruined. Vein roy oid latfun, and it's not a fit anymore for tuan. V'tzarch geniza. So it's interesting, even though it's no longer being used for tefillin, you cannot downgrade it from its kedusha. Zuzei v'chein shar davar, not just money, anything. Afilu davar sheish b'kedusha. You want to wrap a siddur in it. Kol shehu lamata mitfillin, anything that's less than tefillin, kagoyin mezuzah. V'chanal b'simulam b'sevches. So then why does he say not to wrap money? You can't even wrap a mezuzah. It picked money for the seifa, that if you make a tanai, you could wrap even money. Therefore, do not put a siddur in your tefillin bag. You're not allowed to put a siddur in your tefillin bag. V'afal pike, nevertheless, ein limchos b'zeh. Don't protest against somebody who has this who has his tefillin in his siddur in his tefillin bag. Let's say, for example, your friend has a siddur in your tefillin bag. So you want to stage a protest. So you're going to set up tents outside of his house, and you're going to put on your pajamas there and protest that the guy is wearing, the guy's putting his siddur in his tefillin bag. Now, you shouldn't protest. Why? Dekivin deregilin b'zeh, since people are accustomed to doing this, have a like ilu hisnu betchila. It's as if he stipulated to begin with, v'chanal b'sivkatan yod aleph. Like we said earlier in sivkatan yod aleph, he says in sivkatan yod aleph, v'oysan ho'anoshim ha'hochim ba'derech, u'meshtamshin b'sak shaltum darm shalchoyol, after bedina osa, after pigan yisam l'schus, give the regim l'kach v'ilu hisnu betchila. So that's why I said, I always tell my boys, you know, they, because when I was a kid, they had, well, there are two things. My mother sewed me my tefillin bag, right? It was like, what is it called? It was woven, right? So you need a plastic around it. See, a plastic around it, so it's much easier. You put the siddur in the plastic, outside plastic, right? But nowadays, yeah, the boys have to have leather tefillin bags. The bar mitzvah is not even chal. I don't even know if they're chayv in mitzvahs if they don't have a leather tefillin bag. So now there's no plastic around it because the plastic ruins it. So where do you put your siddur? So I tell the boys, make a tanai that you're not designating the tefillin bag only for tefillin. This way you could put in all your paraphernalia.
The fact that there's a lining inside, does that help? Maybe because it's too
close. Tanai that you make on a tefillin cotton?
What? No, a lining? I don't know. A lining's not going to help. A lining is maybe like a double covering, right? But at the end of the day, if it's designated for tefillin, it's designated for tefillin. You can't put your siddur in it.
No, because the outside is only holding the inside bag. I guess that's
I mean, look, the inside bag is holding the tefillin, right?
Oh, right. Okay, so
right. Right.
The lining.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it seems like. That's why.
You can make it tonight before the bar mitzvah, but
it happens to connect. I know the connection is not good. I'm not hearing. The Rama says haga vim his. What? Here
says. I think Meager wanted to know how the boys can make it tonight before the bar mitzvah.
Oh, could the boy make it tonight before the bar mitzvah?
Rebbe's sons, how do they make it tonight?
The answer, because my boys don't put on tefillin until they're 13 years old, and one we don't put on before. That's what the Rama says, and we'll see this more tomorrow. Hagavim hisna olav mitchila b'chol inyan shari. If you made it tonight in the beginning, it's permitted under all circumstances. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu asa hakis l'shem tefillin. Even if the, not only if the bag was designated for tefillin. It was made for tefillin. V'gam sar be b'kviyos. And you use tefillin there every day. Shari, you're allowed to make a tanai. Kivin dehitsam be'es asiyah. She'yir yuchal ashanes k'she'yirtsa. Since you were masna at the time that you made it, that you could change it whenever you want. Now, one second. You have to make the tanai at the time you make the bag or at the time you put the tefillin in. The tanai helps to use it even while they're in its kedusha, like by a shul. Like you can't put, when you finish chewing gum, you can't store it in the tefillin bag. You want to wrap something in the ritzua, that it doesn't help. Okay, let's hold it over here. Wish everyone a wonderful day. But I'm not clear why the Mishnah Berurah here says you are masna be'es asiya. Does the tanai have to be at the time you made the bag? Because most people don't make the bag. Most people buy the bag. Does the tanai have to be when you buy it? I would assume the tanai is when you designate it. Okay, everyone, have a good day. Kol tov. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.